Hat 2, 3, 4.
Hey, Sarge?
What is it, Dobby?
I'm, getting tired, Sarge. Any chance we can take a break soon?
A break? What kind of chicken outfit do you think this is, Dobby? We're guinea pigs, and we walk, and we always walk forward. Come on, boys, let's go. Hot 2, 3, 4.
The Blue Towel Radio Theater presents The Hannah Jo Stories, Episode 2.
As our story begins, the spaceship Kamala is spinning madly through the darkness between the worlds.
Alan, I told you not to press that button!
Oh, sorry, what about this one?
No, that shoots out the rope with the grappling hook!
Oh, sorry, what about this one?
No, that turns on the radio. Now listen, Alan, I know you're excited to be on the ship with me, but you have to learn not to press every button.
Oh, sorry, I know. I just don't want us to crash into that world up ahead.
Don't worry, Alan. It's all under control. We're going to land safe and sound.
Phew! Oh, I have a lot to learn, I guess. So what kind of world do you think this is?
I have no idea. Let's go find out.
And soon, Alan and Hannah Jo were leaving the safe confines of their ship to explore a whole new land.
Well, Alan, what do you think?
I don't know. It's a lot like my world, Rabbit Land. All green and foresty.
Well, I know one thing that's different. Look over there. Those aren't rabbits.
No, they're not. What are they?
I don't know, but they are cute. Come on, let's go find out. Oh, excuse me. Hello?
Sorry, miss. Can't talk now. We're marching. Keep going, men.
But can you just tell us what land we're on?
Well, I think it would be obvious to anyone that you are on guinea pig land. Hot 2, 3, 4.
Right. Guinea pigs. Of course. That's what you are. You are so cute. Look at you.
Thank you.
Only if you don't mind me asking, why are you all walking in a straight line?
We're marching. That's what we do. We march all day long in a straight line, always due east.
What? But that's just goofy.
Alan, show more respect. Each culture is beautiful and unique, no matter how zany it appears to your eyes.
Well, frankly, goofy is a pretty good word for it. This little plan of ours doesn't get us anywhere but captured by our enemy. Isn't there something else we can do?
Dobby, that's madman's talk. We'll have no more of that, not in this guinea pig's army. All right, boys, let's move out. Nice meeting you, strange aliens. Hot 2, 3, 4.
Well, I guess we have to let them do what they're gonna do.
How strange. Is it always like that, Hannah Jo, when you visit different worlds?
No, it's always different. You never can tell.
Hey, what's that sound?
It's those guinea pigs. Come on!
Quickly, Hannah Jo and Alan ran, or hot, back in the direction where the guinea pigs had been going. But what they saw was a terrible sight. The guinea pigs were under attack. Some mysterious figure was picking them up and putting them into a bag. Hannah Jo tried to stop him, but she was too late, and he escaped with all the guinea pigs. But it wasn't all of them. There were three left, who had been thrown about in a terrible state.
Are you guys okay? Who was attacking you?
We don't know, but he has been after us for weeks, ever since that strange thunderstorm with no rain. Now he's got Sarge and all the others, and he's going to eat them.
Hey, Darby, shouldn't we get back to marching? Hut, 3, 2, 4, 1.
I don't know. Maybe, I guess so. I'm confused.
I don't understand. Why are you guys marching all the time, and always east? How long have you been doing that?
I don't know, for as long as I can remember.
But that makes you pretty easy pickings for this attacker, don't you think?
Well, what else are we supposed to do?
All sorts of things. You could hop around, you could burrow.
And you could go in different directions. North, south, west, southwest. You don't even have to be limited to the cardinal points of the compass.
Yeah, I know. I've sometimes thought about that myself, but Sarge always told me that I was being silly.
Well, it seems like it's pretty desperate times now, with only the three of you left. Maybe it's time to try something silly.
All right, it sounds good to me. What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, we're with you, Darby.
Great. Now, how about we use your newfound flexibility and try to rescue your friends. We just have to figure out where this foe of yours went.
I think I can spot the trail, Hannah Jo. Look, there's footprints over there.
Excellent, Alan. Come on, you guys, let's go. What are your names, by the way?
Well, I'm Darby, and this is Terrence and Trent.
Hello.
Hi there.
Terrence, Trent, and Darby, eh? Pleased to meet you. This is Alan, and I'm Hannah Jo.
And so, in not too long a time, Hannah Jo, Alan, and their new friends had followed the trail up to a makeshift hut made of straw. A little clay chimney was visible on the roof, from which smoke was beginning to pour.
Uh-oh, looks like our friend is about to cook something.
Come on, guys, follow me.
All right, which way?
Which way? Why, straight down. Come on, let's dig.
And dig they dug. With Alan leading the way, the guinea pigs pushed their way through the dry earth beneath the hut. While her furry friends did this, Hannah Jo took a deep breath, steeled herself, and walked up to the door and knocked. After a pause, the door opened, and there in front of Hannah Jo stood a short, mysterious figure whose face and body was wrapped in a foreboding-looking cloak.
Hello! Can I help you?
Hannah Jo paused. She tried to peer at this figure's face, but it was shrouded in shadows. Then Hannah Jo saw something else that distracted her further. It was the back corner of the little hut. Over the figure's shoulder, a little pen, set up on the floor, full of guinea pigs. Hannah Jo recognized the sarge amongst them. They were all still walking to the east, with their heads down and pressing against the wall of the hut, their little legs sliding along the floor and walking nowhere. Finally, Hannah Jo recollected her thoughts and began to speak.
Oh yes, hi. My name is Hannah Jo, and I have a very special offer that you will be very excited to hear.
Is that a fact? And why would that be?
Because I have a deal here that you simply cannot refuse. How many times have you struggled to get those stubborn grease stains out of your curtains?
Excuse me?
You know, you're cooking a nice side of bacon, you're trying to be careful, but nonetheless, grease splatters on your curtains, and all your fine floral patterns end up looking spotted and worn.
I'm sorry, I do not have any curtains.
Ah, of course you don't. And why would you? Who wants to wreck a beautiful decor like this with ugly curtains?
Hannah Jo kept talking like a crazy woman. What was she doing, you might be wondering? Well, she was keeping that mysterious figure distracted so that his back was to the guinea pigs. That way, he didn't notice it when a little hole popped up in the ground, and Alan, Terrence, Trent, and Darby came scrambling quietly up.
Are we here?
Yeah, look over there. There's the sarge and the others all still marching in place with their heads pressed up against the wall.
And there's our mysterious foe being kept busy by Hannah Jo.
Come on, let's get that gate open and your friends out of here down that hole.
Quick as a zip, Alan and the others opened the gate and began to usher the guinea pigs to turn around and escape down the hole.
Darby, what's going on? What's the meaning of all this, twat?
It's a breakout, Sarge. Come on, keep quiet and let's go.
But you're walking in all different directions from east. That's unacceptable. Traditions are traditions. Hold fast, everyone.
Quiet, Sarge.
But it was too late. The mysterious and creepy figure heard the noise and began to turn. Hannah Jo got desperate. She lunged forward and grabbed at him. Her fingers clutched at his cloak. It was pulled loose from their enemy's head. As the cloak fell away, Hannah Jo let out a little gasp, and her enemy was revealed before her to be...
That guy. He's a fox.
That's right. We call him the fox.
I am the fox. Try and escape, will you? We'll see about that.
Oh, no, you don't. Quick, Alan, get them out of here.
Hannah Jo dived forward and grabbed the fox by the waist, tackling him to the ground. Alan and Darby didn't lose a moment and began to speed up the exit process.
Quick, everybody, let's go!
No, Darby, I can't. Maybe it's all right for the others. Going this way and that, leaving the old ways behind. Go ahead and take them through, but I'm too old. It's too late for me to change my ways. Just leave me. Leave me here to my fate.
Don't be ridiculous. Come on, Sarge, let's get out of here.
Hey, no, let go of my tail. Okay, fine, I'm coming.
The exodus continued to a speedy conclusion, while Hannah Jo kept the fox on the ground. In the course of the scuffle, their faces came face to face, and she could see his angry teeth.
Who are you? How dare you interfere with my meal?
I'm Hannah Jo, and I'm going to stop you from eating our new friends.
Maybe so, but I won't forget you, Hannah Jo, and I guarantee you won't forget me.
With that, the fox broke out of Hannah Jo's grip and scurried out to a previously unseen back door. Hannah Jo considered giving a chase, but she was worn out from her tussle and gave it up. Later, Hannah Jo, Alan, and all the guinea pigs had gathered underneath an old gum tree.
Well, Hannah Jo and Alan, we can't thank you enough for your help.
The only thing is, Hannah Jo, how do we know that the fox will be back to cause more trouble someday in the future?
It won't really matter, Alan. We'll be ready for him next time. What with all the new tricks we've learned? Running, going different directions, hiding. Who knew?
I don't think you'll have to worry about the fox again. Look.
And in the distance, they all heard and then saw a spaceship. Not the Kamala, but something else, taking off into space.
That ship, is that?
That's the fox, I reckon. I thought he probably wasn't from this land. That rainless storm you heard was his ship landing.
I suppose we may run into him again someday then, huh? Do you think?
I suppose we may. But for now, it's time for us to go. Come on, Alan. Let's be on our way. Goodbye, Sarge. It was good to meet you, and you sure are cute.
Oh, yes, yes. Very droll, very droll. I can see you are quite the wit. Well, farewell to you.
Yeah, goodbye, Sarge. Goodbye, Terrence. Goodbye, Trent. Goodbye. Hey, where's Darby?
Yeah, that's funny. I thought he'd want to be here for this.
Oh, well, you can say our goodbyes for us. Come on, Alan.
And with that, Hannah Jo and Alan trotted off to the Kamala and took off back into space, on their way to another world.
Well, Hannah Jo, that was exciting. Where are we off to next?
I'm not sure, Alan, but I'll tell you one thing. We won't be alone.
What do you mean?
Well, according to the instruments on the ship, we are a bit heavier than when we first arrived. We seem to have enough extra weight to equal just about one guinea pig.
What? You don't mean...
That's right, Alan. Look over there, eating one of your carrots.
Darby!
That's right, it's me. Sorry, guys, for sneaking aboard. Sorry, Alan, for eating your carrot, but I was hungry.
Oh, well, that's all right, Darby, but what are you doing here?
Well, I was just so fascinated by what you came and taught us, how there are so many possible directions that we could go in, and I want to go in all of them. And when I found out that you had a ship that could actually fly through the air and go up and down...
Well, I guess I understand, Darby. I mean, I was exactly the same way when I first met Hannah Jo.
Well, welcome aboard, Darby. Looks like it's getting a little crowded in here.
But in reality, Hannah Jo had no idea how crowded it was going to get in the weeks and months to come. But for now, she leaned back in her pilot's chair and smiled at her two companions. Her eyes turned back to the control screen, and she thought about the worlds that were ahead of them. She wondered what they were and when they would see them.
This has been episode 2 of the Hannah Jo Stories, featuring Hannah Metzner, Ben McClure, Anas Erickson, Nathan Metzner, David Thiel, Alyssa McClure, and Johanna McClure. This has been a Blue Towel Radio Theater production.
Oh, sure!